This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said Friday that the world is at risk of losing hard-won gains in fighting COVID-19 as the highly transmissible Delta variant spreads. However, the organization claims its approved vaccines remain effective. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said COVID-19 infections have increased by 80% over the past 4 weeks in most regions of the world.
Almost 4 million cases were reported to WHO last week. And on current trends, we expect the total number of cases to pass 200 million within the next 2 weeks.
Deaths in Africa, where only 1.5% of the population is vaccinated, rose by 80% over the same period. The Delta variant has been detected in 132 countries, becoming the dominant global strain, according to the WHO. Japan has expanded a coronavirus state of emergency to 4 more areas in addition to Tokyo, following data on high infection rates. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has declared an emergency in 3 regions near Tokyo, as well as in the western city of Osaka, effective Monday until August 31. Emergency measures already in place in Tokyo and the southern island of Okinawa will be extended until the end of August, after the Olympics and well into the Paralympics, which start on August 24. Already in place restrictions have become less effective, with some Japanese defying the measures as they become tired of restrictive life. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Internal documents show the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is laying out the risks from the highly infectious Delta variant of coronavirus. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
Documents obtained by the Washington Post appear to be talking points for the CDC to use in explaining the variant's danger, including the line, "Acknowledge the war has changed." They note the Delta variant causes infections more contagious than the flu, smallpox, and Ebola, and as infectious as chickenpox. The documents say since January, people who were infected after vaccination have made up an increasing portion of hospitalizations and in-hospital deaths among those with COVID-19, while emphasizing the vaccines are still highly effective and that breakthrough infections are uncommon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Amazon Incorporated has been hit with a record $886.6 million European Union fine for processing personal data in violation of the bloc's GDPR rules as privacy regulators take a more aggressive position on enforcement. The Luxembourg National Commission for Data Protection imposed the fine on Amazon in a July 16th decision, the company disclosed in a regulatory filing on Friday. Amazon said it would appeal the fine, according to a company spokesperson. The e-commerce giant said in the filing it believed that the CNPD's decision was without merit. EU's General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, requires companies to seek people's consent before using their personal data or face steep fines. There was a world record in the pool, and the United States advanced on the pitch at the Tokyo Games. AP's John Leatherby has more.
Despite a strong U.S. challenge, Tatiana Schoenmaker could not be bested in the women's 200-meter breaststroke final.
It was really just such a tough race, and we were all racing to do well, and I have to know. It just still doesn't sink in, so maybe one day.
The 24-year-old South African competing in her first Olympics reached the wall ahead of Americans Lily King and Annie Lazar in a world record time of 2 minutes, 18.95 seconds. Women's soccer, Alyssa Nair, had 2 big saves in the penalty shootout. The U.S. moving on to the semifinal, a 4-2 win over the Netherlands on kicks. Megan Rapinoe, who had the deciding marker in company, will face Christine St. Clair and Canada. Baseball making its return to the games for the first time since 2008, and the USA off to a winning start in Pool B, an 8-1 win over Israel. I'm John Leatherby.
Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.